This is Terry, one of the babes from Voiceland. Don't tell the other babes. I've snuck in and started the show without them. Uh-oh, here they come.
Hey, what the heck is... Terry, what are you already doing in here?
Hey, come on.
What can I say?
What's going on?
No, let's start without us.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oops.
Well, you know, we were so excited talking about stuff in the other room, because remember, it was just Mother's Day. Who got flowers for Mother's Day? Anybody?
No,
I didn't get flowers.
I only have two desert tortoises. But Gritty usually gets me a card from them.
Well, they eat flowers.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, they didn't bring you any dandelions?
They didn't bring me any dandelions.
Aww.
Sorry. They didn't.
Well, I got flowers, but you know what I didn't get, which I know a lot of people used to get in the old days?
What?
Was a corsage.
Yes.
Corsage.
Remember?
For Mother's Day? I remember them for prom and things, but...
And I remember them at weddings. They usually get a wedding corsage.
Well, because we're older than you.
In the
we're
way,
way, way, way,
so
way.
Much older.
Old
yeah.
days.
Okay. Women would wear a corsage on Mother's Day to honor their mother.
To church.
Just women, or would men wear them too?
I only think,
no.
I don't know, maybe
it's
a man
Mother's
would wear
Day,
a boutonniere corsage on a man would be kind of funny, I think.
Not these days.
Well, now that you mention it. But no, so a woman would wear a red rose corsage on
that
her.
That I don't remember.
And probably on her, pinned on, not on her wrist, a red rose corsage if her mother was still alive.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And white roses if her mother had passed. So you would know if someone still had their mom or not.
That must have been in New York. I didn't see that in Chicago.
I don't remember that in Michigan.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
That was an East Coast thing then.
So that was the tradition back then. And I think that's, I don't know, that was kind of different, right? It was kind of interesting.
I think it's
but
kind of nice.
Corsages were like a really big deal when I was growing up. Did you get corsages for
no,
anything?
No, but you know what? When we had, when we were 6 and 7 birthday parties, sometimes you'd go down to the florist to buy a corsage to wear to the birthday party. I remember they were 50 cents.
50 cents.
I remember going to get one to wear for one of my
That was a lot of money back in those days.
Yeah, before dirt was invented.
You could see the look that Beth just gave me.
Okay, so listen to this. So in New York, there was a custom when it was your sweet 16 to get a sweet 16 corsage, but instead of flowers, it was sugar cubes because you're so sweet.
Oh my God,
the schmaltz. Like
No. There were big sugar cubes with lots of ribbons and stuff. Like for 13, it was bazooka gum. There were like all different kinds of things.
And here we go down the cow path from Mother's Day to Sweet 16.
Well, if your mom didn't give birth to you, you wouldn't have a Sweet 16, right?
Lord, here comes the guilt.
Because remember, I gave you life.
I can take it away.
So Mother's Day is all about me.
Exactly. And that's probably why a lot of women back then thought that if it was your birthday, it meant it was all about them, because you would wear a corsage honoring
them.
So maybe that was the mindset back then.
Oh, I see. Maybe. Well, you know, you throw them a bone, they get one day a year. It's, you know.
Put a ribbon on a bone, it'll be beautiful.
Yes. Corsages were beautiful. Corsages were beautiful. I wish that tradition would come back
Well, they have wrist corsages.
Yes.
They don't pin corsages on anymore.
No wrist.
Why do you think they don't pin corsages on?
Because the boys would stick you.
No. Well, that's the problem. See, now I'm going to go there, because we talked about this, all right? Back in the day when a girl went to prom and the boy would bring the corsage, and it was like this whole traditional ceremonial thing where he would pin very carefully the corsage on her beautiful dress.
And his hands
dress
would be shaken
and sweaty and everything
else.
But if you've noticed... How many young girls go to prom nowadays with barely a dress on at all?
There's nowhere to pin it.
That's true.
I mean, it's like a tube top.
It would be inapropos for a boy to touch a girl where he would have to pin it on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it would be a wrist
thing. They get a wristlet corsage.
Right. Yeah. You know what?
Yes. Courtney got a wristlet corsage for prom.
I saw some pictures of some relatives daughters a couple years ago going to prom. I don't even want to see kids going to prom.
They looked like
anymore.
Hookers, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hoochie Mama hookers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like,
I'm
not even going to tell you who it is, but I said, this is your kid going to prom? Yeah.
And no, she's going to the brothel.
Jesus.
We are in Las Vegas, after all.
After all.
It wasn't in Las Vegas, but it still was bad.
That's actually, so she's funny. Going to work the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of strip?
So, and down the cow path we go.
So yay or nay, do you think we should bring back corsages to honor our moms on Mother's Day?
I would do it. I love it. Except I usually don't go out.
Yeah. Some traditions are best left in the past.
In the past.
Spring has arrived in Las Vegas. The flowers are in bloom, the bees are buzzing, and the birds are chirping. Hibernation season is over, and our two favorite desert tortoise moguls, Rainbow and Sprinkles, have awoken from their long winter's nap.
It's spring! It's spring! I just love spring! Don't you love it too, Sprinkles?
Oh, I'm not sure of anything yet, Rainbow. I'm still tired.
How can you still be tired? It's such a beautiful day. Plus, we just slept for 3 whole months.
I don't know. I just...
I don't get it. You should be hungry. Aren't you hungry?
No, not hungry. Just tired.
A few hours later, there was a knock at the door. Caretaker Betsy got there first. After all, human legs move much faster than tortoise legs, but Rainbow was close behind.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah. Lady, we got a delivery. Where do you want it?
A delivery? What kind of delivery? I didn't order anything.
Oh, I did. I ordered something. Wow, that was quick.
What did you order, Rainbow?
Oh, it's a surprise for Sprinkles and me.
Well, you can't really order a surprise for yourself, Rainbow, because you already know what it is, so it's not a surprise.
But I am surprised that it got here so quickly, so it is a surprise for me, too.
Well, then I stand corrected, and that was very nice of you to order something for Sprinkles.
Yeah, nice. So, where do you want it, lady? I'm on a schedule here, and I have other deliveries to make today, too.
No need to get so snippy, sir. And why can't you just bring it into the house?
You want me to bring it into the house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's such a good idea. You don't have a clue, do you?
Well, I did not place the order, so no, I do not know what it is.
Well, maybe you ought to ask that talking tortoise. Wow, this place is weird.
What did you order, Rainbow?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise. But I can tell you that it probably would be better to deliver it outside in the backyard.
I hope you've got a big backyard.
I will go open the gate and you can just put it back there.
Yay! Sprinkles will be so happy. She will finally want to wake up now.
Caretaker Betsy opened the gate as the big truck backed up the driveway. Rainbow would have jumped for glee if she could, but those short tortoise legs aren't built for jumping. Instead, she went to get Sprinkles so she wouldn't miss all the excitement.
Sprinkles! Sprinkles, come quick! You don't want to miss this! It's a surprise! Hurry up, Sprinkles!
Rainbow? Oh, I'm a tortoise. I never hurry, especially when I'm tired. But I do smell something delicious.
Tortoises may not be built for speed or jumping, but they do have a keen sense of smell. The sweet aroma that flooded Sprinkles' little tortoise nostrils filled her head with a familiar sweetness. All of a sudden, Sprinkles did start moving a little faster. At the same time, Dr. Doodly-Doo arrived.
Cheerio, everyone. It's a lovely day. By golly, how is that huge truck fitting onto the driveway, and what is it for? Are we having a party?
Oh, not really a party, Dr. Doodly-Doo. It's a surprise for Sprinkles and me.
A surprise? And just for the two of you? Aren't you going to share? It looks like there will be quite a lot of whatever it is.
Rainbow, do you think that Dr. Doodly-Doo and Caretaker Betsy can share in our surprise, too?
Well, I don't think they will like it, but they can if they want to.
Just then, the trucker reappeared with a clipboard in hand.
So, who's going to sign for this here delivery? I gotta be going.
And good day to you too, sir. Did you pile the delivery up neatly in a corner so there's room for passage?
Oh, good day, me. And don't ask such ridiculous questions.
My good man, I am only trying to be polite and would appreciate the same courtesy from you. Would you like a cup of tea?
First a talking tortoise, and now some English broad who expects me to sit down for a cup of tea. What kind of place is this anyway? Hey, I'm on the clock here, and I gotta get back to work. I did my job. I'm out of here.
Well, good riddance then, and toodaloo to you too.
Yeah, toodaloo, Mr. Trucker. I also hope you piled up everything neatly too. Dr. Doodly-Doo, Rainbow, I think it's time to look at your surprise.
Everyone is making such a big deal about it. It's not that big of a surprise. Come on, Sprinkles. I want you to go out the back door first so that you can be the first one to see it. Caretaker Betsy, will you open the door for Sprinkles, please?
Of course I will, Rainbow. I mean, I'd like to, Rainbow, but I can't.
Why not? I want to see my surprise.
Oh, you can see it through the window, but it's piled so high that I can't get the door open.
You can't open the door? Why, of all the nerve! Why would the trucker pile it there?
Oh, he didn't pile it up just there. He piled it everywhere. Oh, my Rainbow, what did you do?
Oh, let me look out the window and see. Uh-oh. That's a really big surprise. I didn't know it would be that big.
How much did you order, Rainbow?
I only ordered one.
You only ordered one?
But one of what?
How could that be just one?
I ordered it on Amazon. Wait, I'll look it up. Here it is. One. 1 ton of dandelions.
1 ton? Do you know how much that is?
Well, by the looks of the backyard, I guess it is a lot. I didn't know how much a ton was, and I wanted to have a whole bunch for Sprinkles and I to roll in and to eat.
Rainbow, 1 ton equals 2,000 pounds.
Oh.
We could never eat 2,000 pounds of dandelions. We love them very much, but that is just too many.
Well, it looks like you have a dilemma to solve now.
Don't worry, girls. You always come up with some good ideas. You'll think of something.
I'm sorry, Sprinkles. I just wanted to make you happy. I know the dandelions are your most favorite thing in the whole world, and I wanted you to have lots and lots of them when you woke up from hibernation.
That's okay, Rainbow. Don't worry. I will think of something to do with all these dandelions. In the meantime,
I would love to take some of these dandelions and teach Dr. Doodly-Doo how to make dandelion wine.
Oh, great idea, Caretaker Betsy. I wonder if there's anything else we can make with these sunny drops of happiness.
Well, back in England, my mom used to make a salve for sore muscles with those sunny drops. It worked brilliantly. It also was good for chapped skin. I'll ring her for the recipes.
I bet there are lots of things that we can make with those dandelions. Everyone loves dandelion flowers. And if they don't, they soon will, once we get started with our new business. What should we call it?
Oh, I know. Dandelion Joy. DJ for short. It will be amazing, and we will make lots of people very happy.
Well, here we go again. So glad I hitched my star to these tortoises when I did. They are going to make millions. They always do.
Tune in again to see how Rainbow and Sprinkles' new business, Dandelion Joy, is coming along. But first, they have to figure out how to get out of the house. Maybe they will have to eat their way out. I guess that could be fun if you were a tortoise.
So we were talking about Mother's Day, right? And traditions.
Yep.
And regional traditions. And, you know, back east, there was the corsage. Back east, mm-hmm. back then, there were the corsages that you wore on Mother's Day to honor your mother. But that was back east back then.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're out west now,
And now, Erica, didn't you find a really interesting sales ad for Mother's Day?
Well, you know, it's really funny because my husband actually found this sales ad, which I think is a riot.
That's even funnier.
Normally, I get flowers for Mother's Day from my husband. Right. And then when I see my kids, which I don't see them all the time because they don't live here, we just celebrate every holiday whenever we see each other.
Nice.
So he, you know, they advertise different things like, you know, Wrangler jeans. You can get jewelry for Mother's Day. You can paint a picture. Okay. You know, paint a picture by number. Okay. And this store is called Cal Ranch, which they don't have.
It's called what?
Cal Ranch.
Cal Ranch.
Right. Only in Nevada. Well, we used to get dog food there. They have different things.
I never
that
heard
they
of
have
it.
There. They have feed.
I'd love to get a Mother's Day gift from some place that sells dog food.
Where is Cal Ranch?
They sell, you know, all kinds of things like for camping, but they have one thing in the ad that says, perfect gifts for mom.
Okay.
Hurry in before they're gone.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be so popular.
Right.
Yeah.
And the first gift is a Mossberg shotgun.
Get up.
A Ma kettle on the front porch rocking jeans or shotgun.
What husband is going to buy his wife a shotgun?
My husband would buy me a gun.
She gets a little angry, remember, she's got a shotgun.
Well, it means he must love her a lot because he knows
she trusts her.
She trusts her, right?
Okay,
but they have other things too. You could buy her a fishing rod. you could buy her some clay targets, I guess, to go with that rifle.
My God. Right.
Or if you want to carry something smaller, they have something called the Serenity Pistol. And it's
this is for real. Ladies and gentlemen, this is for real because Erica is reading the ad in front of us.
Right.
It's a Ruger.
It's not on the internet. This is in black and white. Actually, it's in color. But these are some options. So, you know, Mother's Day has come and gone. So maybe next year, if somebody's looking for some Mother's Day ideas, this would be a great thing to get. Get your mother a shotgun or a Ruger. You know,
and that would be very nice.
Serenity pistol.
Dern tootin.
Yep, Serenity pistol. Do you have any other ideas for unique Mother's Day gifts? Or
oh my gosh, I don't know how you would top that though. That is pretty unique. Only in Nevada.
So we can go skeet shooting. We got us a shotgun. We got us a Ruger.
Bird hunting.
Bird hunting.
We could paint by number while we're waiting for the birds.
We got us a fishing pole.
I would rather have a ride on the link, the Ferris wheel. Wouldn't that be lovely?
You can't get that at Cal Ranch.
You can't get that at Cal Ranch. I think this would be awesome. I think we need to get our
bird feeders.
Oh, wait, no.
Can you get bird feeders there?
I want a pair of them Mother's Day Levi's, you know?
Because
everybody looks good in mom jeans, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Do they sell bird seed and stuff?
God. Because yeah, they sell.
You could get bird feeders, you know, the really nice ones with the, you know,
birds.
They still look like
flowers too. So they don't even have, it's a one-stop shopping. They sell greeting cards. I don't know if they wrap there,
we're wrapping up the
hummingbirds. We have hummingbirds out here.
We do.
So
I love the hummingbirds. They're so cute. I mean, there's a lot of different things here. But they've got
what else?
They've got all kinds
normal?
Of things. You can get a bench.
Oh, wait
you
a minute.
Get
a bench.
Is that like
oh,
a
can no, get boots? Wait. I want the red power drill that you can get from Milwaukee. I want that.
That's a good brand. Milwaukee is a very good brand.
Yeah.
I like my power tools.
See?
Did you just say
you like power tools?
I do.
Terry wants power tools. That's a euphemism, you guys. Power tools for Mother's Day. That's all I'm going to
well,
say.
See,
about
there
that.
You go. I mean, there are many different things that you can get for Mother's Day. It just doesn't have to be boring candy and flowers, guys. So think about it. And if you want a copy of this ad, just let us know at babesinvoiceland.com or www.babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. That's our email address.
Yeah. That's right,
Maybe you can tell us some of the crazy things you got for Mother's Day.
Yeah, if you got anything interesting. I like crystals, too. I wouldn't mind crystals for Mother's Day. Those
what power tool did you get for Mother's Day? That's all I want to know.
A drill.
One of my favorite times, bloopers and outtakes. Here you go. Flowers are in bloom, the bees are buzzing, and the birds are chirping.
I knew you were going to
say the freaking word. Okay, I'm just going to start from there.
That's okay, Rainbow. Don't worry. I will think of something to do with all those Oh, let's try that again.
Oh my gosh, what a fun show. We're so glad you were here to share it with us. Hey, we'd love to hear some feedback from you. How about you drop us a line at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com?